Recording of the Crystal City Council work session, February 5th, 2019. Council members present: Mayor Adams, Council Member Banks, Council Member Budashevsky, Council Member Deschler, Council Member Kaiser, Council Member LaRoche, and Council Member Parsons. Staff present: City Manager Norris, Assistant Manager Terrace, City Attorney Gilchrist, Police Chief Revering, City Clerk Ceres, and Public Works Director Ray.
For our first work session of the evening, first item is the Wind Park Drive Reconstruction Project and New Hope update.
Yep, as you know, this is, and Mark Ray is on his way, but I will do my best to do him proud.
Okay.
This is a project of New Hope's, and similar to our street reconstruction projects, I know you're supposed to have an overhead. It's Wind Park Drive. A little bit of it goes in front of, gosh, I can't think of the business address, but it's between 34th and 36th down in the southwest corner of the city. Our share is about $139,000 of the total project, and we had put $220,000 in the streets fund in this year's budget. So it's covered at the next meeting, the February 19th meeting. We will be asking you to authorize execution of the joint powers agreement, which is simply the reverse of all the joint powers agreements we did when we were doing street reconstruction with our neighbors, and we asked them to do JPAs. So it's just us being the subjugated city at this time. And I think you've worked on that, or not? Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, they used an agreement that we had drafted before, and then we modified it for this.
Before on the 36th project?
No, I can't remember now. It was
we've used it when we shared up on 57th and, I have no brain.
That's okay. It's not that important.
Yeah, it's up on the northwest corner of the city.
I just need to know that you have
here.
Gone through.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Can I ask a question? What is JPA again?
Joint Powers Agreement.
Okay.
Both cities are agreeing to do this project, and we're agreeing to reimburse New Hope for our share.
Okay.
At $139,000. But they will be taking the lead. We aren't awarding contracts. New Hope is managing all that.
So it's not 151,569?
The bids came in, our share is 139.
139?
Mm-hmm. Now there may be some additional costs. Yeah, the administrative costs probably are the difference between what the bid number is, 139, and then 151.
But we had already budgeted
225
for this project?
Mm-hmm. Right. So the balance will just stay in the street.
So the cost, if there's a cost overrun, we would pay our fair share, or is that?
No, my understanding is we will pay what our share is plus our administrative cost.
And that's it?
Right. I mean, now if something extreme happened, like has happened in other projects, we negotiate anything, but it's,
okay.
Typically this should be our exposure.
All right, awesome.
All right, any other questions? Seeing none, okay.
Okay.
Very good. Next is surface water management plan.
Equally fascinating, but much less expensive. As part of, sorry, Tori, I don't mean to step on your toes. As part of our comprehensive plan update, we are required to do our surface water plan, and that's what this is. This is an update of the last plan we did. We tried to simplify it and streamline it. It's still incredibly painful to read. But that's all. But it is, and both watersheds have approved it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you are okay with it, it will be on the February 19th consent agenda because there's no money being spent or anything.
And Troy's gone through this?
Troy has lived through this because he's the watershed attorney.
I looked at that and I was going, I'm thinking, oh, please, Troy.
Mr. Mayor, just a comment. Yeah, I mean, there is quite a process this goes through with the watershed.
Yep.
Actually, part of the obligation of the city is any changes. So if the watershed changes plans or has a plan, the local water plans have to be consistent with those. And then your ordinances are then supposed to be consistent with your plan. And so there's an ordinance component to this as well, but we already addressed that as part of the ordinance amendment that has addressed these sections. So you're kind of ahead of it. You already have the ordinances.
Okay. Nancy?
I don't know if you know this, but what does turbidity mean? On page 19? It's just, is this,
stirred up, yeah.
That's what I thought, like turbine or, okay.
Mm-hmm. Your blood has that too.
It does. See, isn't your nursing school coming in handy? Got it. Okay, thank you. I had never heard of that word before, so. Learn something every week.
All right. Any other questions on that? Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you for going through all this.
He's the one who's doing the heavy lifting.
I was happy to see that there weren't a lot of changes to it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Our intent is to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible.
Okay. Constituent updates.
I just have the same two, 56, the little shopping center that we're still monitoring. Now in the winter, we only monitor it like once a week. So I'm sure there's not a lot of garbage accumulating out there, but I would guess once it melts, if it ever does, it'll be bad again. And then traffic on 41st and Brunswick.
I noticed in our news brief that there was a trash, I don't know if it was an arrest, because Stephanie's not up here, but there was a trash thing, and I don't know if it was in this area or not. There was littering or something along Bass Lake Road, and I didn't know if it was that same area or not.
I hadn't heard of that.
Okay.
I'll ask.
If anyone has their yellow news brief with them, I can look it up.
I did not bring mine.
Okay.
Oh, look at, there he is.
I'm just the new guy.
Oh, and Therese, too.
The other new guy.
Right. It's in that second section, Brandon. Not that one, but the next one where it's kind of listed out like that. Just look for litter in that third column.
God, you get the point for reading.
Littering. North Lyons Park.
Oh, no.
Oh, North Lyons. No, okay. Never mind. Kind of close, but not the same area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the hood. Yeah.
All right. Is there any new business for today?
Several of you got an email from Bonnie Bolash asking for signing on to a House File 400 about opioids. I can't say it. But so I drafted it, and I said the city doesn't send blanket letters, but I said I can offer the council members letters that they can sign if they want. You know, I will put their signature on it. But it's the House File 400, which is the opioid product stewardship. It talks a lot about trying to create a board for supervising this fund, creating a fund, trying to create some options for non-opioid use for pain management, as well as trying to set up some remediation for opioid addiction issues. That's a very simple version of a 21-page bill, which I have if you'd like to look at it.
And Bonnie Bolash had spoken in front of a panel last week. And I have not listened to it yet, but
I haven't either, but
I was going to try to be with her, but I couldn't that day. She's worked very hard on this.
Yeah, bill. I know this is a topic near and dear to her heart. And part of it does provide for the greater use of acupuncture, which is where I think her passion is.
Yes, and that's her profession.
For another pain management option.
So
I would offer it up to you, so anyone who wants to, let me know and
I
will help you.
Does this bill have a sponsor?
It has a lot.
A lot of
sponsors. Authored by Olson, Baker, Winkler, Kogler, Halverson, and others. So it's got a lot. I don't know if it has a Senate file companion. I just got this late this afternoon, so I didn't have a chance to look and see if there's a Senate file as well.
Okay.
Very cool. So that's for
thank you
what
for
you
drafting
read.
That up so quickly.
All right. Thank you. Anything
that's
else?
That's all I got.
Anything else new?
There he is.
Mark's new.
Still snowing.
Still snowing. Really shocking.
So if we want to sign this, where do we just
tell me?
Send a copy. Okay.
All right. Any announcements? All right. I guess we're done till council meeting.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Do the high sign. We'll figure this out as it goes.
All right. High sign it is.
All right.
All right. Let's begin our second work session of the evening. Mark is here to address us.
Ann, where's the plan? Hey, there we go. Hey, there's what? Trouble in Colorado.
What were you asking me?
Nothing. We're good. This works.
Well,
hopefully
Mark's
you'll be looking
family.
At those are the maroon bells, in case you're wondering. Let's get out of
okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right, so what I would recommend is open the memo. Don't have a seizure looking at this, apparently.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but it's having some issues. Whatever. So if you look at the handout, basically there's two different scenarios here in the spreadsheets. One of them is cash flow with, this is like crazy, cash flow with the MPCA loan. One of them's not. I guess the terms of the loan are, holy moly, man. It's a 10-year interest-free loan. It's some fancy schmancy word where it doesn't count against our debt in the city, and Ann knows more about that than I do.
I don't think we're bumping up to limits.
Right.
But it doesn't, even
it
so,
it
doesn't
it
count some
count
other.
Our $10 million. Yeah, right.
Good golly. So if you look at the spreadsheets, or the attachments, the first one was just our capital. You'll see it goes out 10 years now. On the cash flow, the next one includes the MPCA loan. We're just not going to do that. And then the one after that does not. I mean, we see this as it's a cash flow exercise. And that's, if you're wondering which one you're looking at, the easiest way to tell which one is you look at the bottom right corner. With the MPCA funding, that bottom right number is 9,689. If you look at the other one, this is without, it's negative 183,845. So.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll talk a little bit. Go ahead. I think you're right. It is a cash flow exercise.
One thing I should note is this calculation assumes we got that $100,000 grant that was approved today, too. It's in there.
Yep. Okay.
So.
Yep. So when it comes to cash flow exercise, when we approved the original funding that existed, we knew going in that it was going to be tight on cash flow. And I think we kind of agreed that would be okay. And I'm still okay with it being tight a little bit, as long as we as a council are still okay with funding our needs as we go through this year's planning. This year's planning is going to be dealing with the shortfalls we may have in this fund, the shortfalls we may have with fire trucks, the shortfalls, all those things that were identified in our budget, in our financial report last year, at the end of last year, in this budget. Are the things that this year we're going to be dealing with. So I'm really okay with our position in terms of cash flow, personally, and I'm not quite willing to pull our financial strategy until we've had considerable conversation as to what that looks like as a group with this new council. John?
Just have a question. Are there any negatives to taking the zero interest MPCA loan for this project?
There's just some more administrative reporting, but it's less. Basically, what we'll do for this is the same as what we have to do for everything else for other grants, so functionally there's no difference.
And you view this basically as a grant that we pay back over time?
I really wouldn't see it as a grant. I see it more as just it's a cash flow. It's another, exactly, and
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We've gotten those before. We use them on other projects. So it's not. This is not the first time that we've ever.
Well, this is the first time in 6 years I've seen a 0% interest. I'd say there is somewhat negative in terms of doing it, and that's dedicating that amount of cash flow for 10 years. That's our discretionary income. As we move forward with our plan, that's what our year is going to look like, is planning out, you know, how we're going to spend money. This takes $125,000 off from our discretionary income, and it forces us to put it in this place for the next 10 years. I'd rather have that available for this group and even the next group to be able to use it to be a little bit more agile in their financial ability to make different decisions, you know, based on what's happening, A, with the needs of the city, B, with any other emergencies or whatever, you know, we, a whole bunch of professionals didn't think of, you know, because that's really what this year is about. It's about the staff and about the council coming up and figuring out what are our future needs going to be and how are we going to fund it. Are we going to fund it with additional levy, or are we going to fund it with potential cuts from different areas? You know, that's kind of our option with the financial plan we have set forth, and I'd like to maintain that course. Julie.
To me, a zero interest loan seems like a no-brainer in my world. I'm sorry. But is there a, you know, I don't like to upset that flow of the cash flow either. I mean, I don't want to draw down so little of that work.
I don't, yeah.
But let me just ask you this. Is there a way you could buy into this zero interest loan and then say in a year from now, if our cash flow position will better, just pay it off?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no
nothing saying we're locked in for the 10
yep.
years.
Yep, and there's no prepayment penalty or any other things that would play in there. One other point I would do want to note, if you look at the long-term capital improvement plan, starting in 2022, we do start setting aside $200,000. It's called Saving for Flood Control Structure Replacement. So that's actually not a project. That's just us earmarking $200,000 a year for, I think, the next 7 years in anticipation of having to replace some of the flood control structures along the North Branch of Bassett Creek. So while that's listed as an expenditure, there's also a saving component coming into play that we see.
And then one last question, if I can. Or go ahead, he can ask.
Go ahead, Brendan.
What is the financial expert say? You know, Jean, she's not here tonight.
Yeah, she was supposed to be traffic. I told her to turn around and go home.
I think she appreciates your perspective that it seems pretty straightforward. The other benefit is that, you know, future depreciation, we're getting the money now, but paying it back over a 10-year period. So it's, I don't know, something with depreciation, and it's like, is it a cheaper dollar because of future construction costs?
Right, present value versus future value. Correct. I mean, it buys us an option.
Right.
It just... To your point, Julie, or whoever said it, you could pay it off. You know, if you do it now to ease the tightness and then pay it off all next year.
I mean, the thing, too, is
I don't think it's reasonable to, as we have to come up with all these additional levy increases to pay it off next year, we've got four or five funds that we have to find money for.
Correct.
And we're committing $125,000 that we could use to start funding those things that are coming up sooner. It's the cash flow exercise. I think you identified it perfectly. I want to have the ability to have the agility to deal with what we have to deal with. Brendan, go ahead.
Okay. So, I've got several questions. So one, the storm drainage fund is what's paying for the capital stuff, right? And so now the storm drainage fund is funded through user fees?
Correct. It's on a utility bill.
Okay. And so typically that's not covered through assessments or?
No, it's a line, it's a line item on your quarterly
utility bill. Does that change, that amount people are?
It's another annual thing that the council looks at for rate changes every year. So does it change? I guess yes, with council direction once a year, but it's a flat rate per year.
And so then the loan is up to 1.25, but the anticipated city portion of the costs, $587,000.
Yeah, so
what Is that what you're looking
at? Well, so when, yeah, exactly. So when we submitted for this, we didn't know what the bid price opening was. So I just went to close the gap, which was at the time $1.25 million. We also didn't know if we had some other grants. So between the bid price opening, which was about $340,000 under, plus the $100,000 from the county, that's where that number got reduced to the 587. So if you look at it right now, based on what we've contractually obligated, that would be the difference. One thing to point out is we could use this for contingency also, or we could use, you know, city funds if things come up too within the project.
Okay. So what I'm looking at over, I guess, the course is that the loan repayment portion of, I guess, what it would be tying up every year would be $58,706.65 a year.
Correct.
If you took the 580 something.
If you
yeah, took the exactly.
And so then how does that affect other projects? I guess then would be the next question, right? Or not, kind of when I'm looking at the cash flow of what's already in the plan that was previously approved.
I guess I would say is it really doesn't affect projects up until that 2029 where the fund balance, well, hold on a second. Yeah, so 2029 is where you see the cash flow go negative. So we've adjusted the long-term capital plan based on the two different funding structures. So the intent is it wouldn't impact projects. It's just one number's basically zero and one's long.
But, you know, that's all.
That's 10 years. Well, and the other challenge, too, is
we'll have, after this year, a little better idea what our funding strategy will be.
Well, and this plan says we're saving, starting in 2022, $200,000 a year. That's just getting set aside. So that's also building up in anticipation of that project.
What's our yearly payment again? Or monthly?
Yearly.
Yearly.
Well,
I know it quarterly. I think it's like $19 a quarter for a residential property.
No.
For a storm
total amount.
So yeah, so 19 times 4. So
a
little bit.
For loan.
Yeah, no, that's
That's
right here. It's
it would be the
58,700.
And that's a month.
I thought it was more than
no,
what's that? That's a year.
$58,000 a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Payable, we have to pay it twice a year. So it would be half of that twice a year.
$29,353.33.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that you set aside money for the stormwater or flood control.
Correct.
There's eight of them, I think, at
$200,000. So it's like $1.4 million or $1.6 million.
$1.6 million,
yeah. Yeah, so the scary thing that's out there is when, like, the tunnels underneath Hampshire or at Hampshire underneath 36 have to get replaced. Like, that will be a very scary, well, construction impacts as well as cost will not be fun. So that's kind of anticipation of some of those larger projects.
Yeah, to me, this still feels like cart before the horse. We're making these decisions. We had basically three pillars on our financial deal. First pillar was no new debt. Second pillar was long-term planning and funding that plan. Third pillar was try to prepay. And just on a work session on the fly before we have a chance to have these conversations and go through the second year of our biannual process, we're abandoning one of the pillars that we put in place. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm just not. We need to have these hard conversations and figure out how we're going to fund them. And if we take some of these funds, I still think it's taking away some of our discretionary ability. That's where I fall on it. You know, if this happened after some of our strategic planning and when we were talking about how we want to do this, I'd feel a lot better about it. But on the fly here doing it this way, I don't. Julie.
So, you know, an opportunity to take an interest-free loan, and let's say we don't do it, and then we bleed money out. and then we do a pipes break, and we don't have the money to pay for it, and then we're going to have to be taking a loan.
We've just significantly increased our ability to raise funds for infrastructure. We just went through that.
Right, but it's going to take us some years to build that money up. And I'm just saying next year, if a big tunnel breaks or a pipe breaks,
it's not like we have zero money. We still have reserves. We still have all kinds of different funds we can still borrow from in an emergency. You know, when we went through the park planning deal, we knew that it was going to bring our funds down. We saw it in our financials. Our funds have come down. What happens when we do the real planning and getting the money is you'll start to see those funds increase. And that's what we're trying to get to, is to have that those increased funds and have that agility to, if something completely unpredicted by all the professionals in this room and all the professionals on staff couldn't come up with, we're going to be able to skim off the top of those things and deal with what emerges.
And I applaud that plan. I completely agree. But I just don't think that we can go as cold turkey as what you envision you would want. I don't know that that's our planning.
We've already been doing it for a couple of years.
Well, I don't think we've been spending a million, you know, these big projects, though. So,
Nancy.
So a couple of thoughts. I'm just thinking of household things, and I'm still fairly new to the council, third year in, and with the new system that we're going into. Whenever I see you go into a store and you see 0% financing, it's like, whoa, I could furnish my whole house.
Exactly.
Which is cool. You get all the things, but then that monthly bill comes, and that lessens your discretionary income for other things. So to like Julie's point, if an emergency comes up or something else, you're stuck with, you are held to that loan payment. Mm-hmm. Taking away your discretionary income. I was trying to put that on a household budget scenario so I could understand it.
And the analogy, more. Yeah.
And understand what our current goals are as a council. So that was my concern. The other thing is I wondered, is there a deadline to this, Mark? Because what I was hoping we might be able to do, we had to delay our visioning, I keep calling it Vision Quest, but the visioning meeting that we were going to have with Karen DeYoung, and since we have some new council members on who are even newer than I am to this new approach, I would be more comfortable if we could table it, and discuss it further after. But I didn't know what.
Yes, there is. So we need to have all of the signatures reviewed and signed by the state prior to making it. Prior to was it the work starting?
We talked about in this.
I think so.
It was prior to the work starting, because that was incurring cost. So the concern is we don't know how long the state process is going to take for them to get their signatures in place. Okay. So that was the intent, to kind of try to keep this moving along. We didn't want to drop this on in January on the new council members. We're trying to walk that line there. Mm-hmm. So no, it really can't slide too much.
Brendan.
So this is a loan that's not from a bank, but it's essentially a loan from the state, right?
Correct.
Nancy, mm-hmm. You took the words out of my mouth, so I was thinking along the same lines and the same questions that you did, so just wanted to tell you.
You know, it would sure be nice to get Jean Gans. Hear her two cents on this, because, I'm not the financial genius of the world. Hard to believe, but it's true. And so, since that's her world, she lives it. Right now I'm thinking, go for the no interest loan, but maybe she would give me confidence, saying we do have enough money somewhere to cover that I could, in good conscience, then, vote in favor of it. But until then, I really...
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too, Julie. I'd like to hear her input.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you...
She's not comfortable tonight making any...
If you look at the fund balances at the bottom, that's really kind of what's left based on the two scenarios. So to that extent, what's your comfort level with that number? We've been talking to Jean since we applied for this, and I think she has no concerns with it. I think, it helps.
One of my struggles with this whole thing is, you know, we're trying to really get a good handle on everything, whether it be utilities, wherever, whatever part. And as we start taking out these loans, even though it's 0% interest, it doesn't help us address things and fund them properly. It's almost like putting off the problem of funding it properly, you know, through the levy or through, you know, whatever we decide to do it. I'd really like to just, change is hard. This is a very hard thing to do. I don't want to make people think that this is going to be a walk in the park. We've got some big decisions. You know, we've got some increase in levy that's coming this year. We might be wrong. We may have to go higher. This is our first shot at this. And if we have to increase, you know, to make this palatable, it's what we need to do. You know, but if we band-aid it with you know, borrowing state money or whatever that is, it doesn't bring us to the level where we need to be in order to fund things. So I'm really hoping that we can, you know, even though we have a tight cash flow, we made that decision in this room when we did the master plan and we decided to move forward better. We knew it was going to be tight. And I agreed to it at that time in terms of the financial policy because it would force us to take care of business once and for all. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a very good thing. You know, we've, as a council last few years, we have been very open to funding things. I'm looking at the budget here, and I can look at recreation. You know, recreation is what we've looked at trying to increase. We've been adding 1% every year. That was a fight. That was a big deal. But we also look at police, and look at how much police has gone up. We're not a group of people who aren't willing to fund what we need. That is who we have been in the past. You know, and that's kind of what the visioning is going to be, is taking care of business, whether it's in terms of increasing the levy or if it's in terms of you know, finding a place to cut some costs or reallocate, is a better way to say it, you know, reallocate some funds from wherever to the needs that are presenting at the time. So I think it's, I'd really still like to not do it.
Can I ask a procedural sure. question? John and Mark, we just awarded the contract. Because Mark's right, we need to get everything blessed before we start construction. When are we anticipating construction? I know spring. When is spring?
Right. Recreation and Public Works, not climatology.
Yeah, I know. So wondering if we can push it to the 19th to at least get Gene's input, and then the council will have that as they walk into their goals and priorities on February 26th. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Once the contract signs come for the contractor, when spring going to come, I don't know. You know, are they going to start ordering the pipe tomorrow?
Right.
Cause, well, I guess once they get the notice to proceed, technically they could. So does that trip the trigger?
Right.
You know, possibly.
Right.
I mean, the other option is you could say, just we'll do it and then just, oh, we're good, prepay the loan to be done at the end of the year, you know? That'd be another option that's out there.
Yeah.
And there's no cost.
Hold on. Brennan, go ahead. First of all, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
No, I'm just saying, like, that would be another viable way you could.
See, Brennan, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess kind of I have a lot of clarifying questions because, you know, they're still new for me, I guess. So, one, it's being paid for out of the storm drain fund, which that gets filled up not through levy but through user fees, correct?
We vote on that each year.
Right. So that's kind of like and please somebody, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Funds are, in this sense, is almost like a separate profit and loss.
It is.
You know, thing
exactly
that's
right.
Separate. You know, almost like a business in and of itself.
Actually, is exactly that. That's the way it's structured.
So I just want to make sure that I'm seeing it clear. Now, I guess kind of because I just want to be careful of what was already previously done and set, but then I think we should, it's not rocket science. I mean, it is, I think it's just principle and common sense. So the Becker part, this fund has already been funded. Yes.
We designated where the funds would come from. This is something that came along, what, a month or two ago, a month and a half ago?
Well, I mean, we've been planning for this since 2015.
Right.
And kind of saying, hey, we got
loan.
This chunk.
No.
Oh, the loan. Yeah, it came in November, December,
yeah.
I think
we
applied for it.
And the funds available.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was an opportunity that came up, and we, at the time, asked the council if it was okay if we could apply to look at as an option.
Okay.
For cash flow purposes.
Begrudgingly, we,
right.
From my perspective.
Yes. Right.
You know, that's how it went.
And we promised we'd come back if the loan was approved to have this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. So, kind of to your point, yes, it's its own business and it runs its own, but we still have that same discretion within that business, per se.
Right.
And we've done those increases in the past year. We did quite a few increases actually last year just to deal with some of the shortfalls we've had.
But that the increases then fall back on the users, right? Which would see the users and the monthly bill going up.
True.
Right. So I think I would just say where I sit, you know, kind of more looking at it, at first I was thinking globally, right, the entire budget, and then just kind of looking at, all right, this is where it sits, you know, for this fund, how it looks, you know, going forward. You know, I guess the question is, you know, the cost savings, and do we really get hamstrung?
Do we really get hamstrung?
Yes. You know, going forward. I guess my concern is always the how does this, you know, like you said, how does this affect, you know, future councils, you know, and the cash flow.
So I think what it affects is having the financial policy in place and being true to that policy as opposed to just arbitrarily just, okay, we got a free loan, let's take it. This is such a hard thing to do in this environment that I want to be steadfast to that theory because it's hard to change that behavior. And even so, if we do get a loan and we're able to handle it with or without, which I believe is the case, when we get to the end of the loan, regardless of when we pay for it, we're still going to have that deficit in terms of funding. We're still going to have to increase the fees at some point. Whether we do it now or whether we do it 10 years, 5 years from now, it doesn't matter. I would prefer to do it now because it fits the financial plan that we've set forth within this room.
So you're saying you'd rather raise fees now as opposed to later to cover the deficit in the fund? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I would rather start a gradual increase at this point as opposed to have it like to, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now. I'd rather have us fund things at the need where we're at as opposed to putting a Band-Aid over it, per se, and you know, relying on another council to come up with funding. Julie?
Do you remember when we raised the fees on the part of the utility bill for the well? Are those wells paid for now?
We had the emergency water surcharge, which I think we said we were going to have that on there for 10 years.
Okay.
So we're probably halfway through.
Halfway through.
Yeah.
I just got the $800 electric bill today. So.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Everything is more expensive now. Yeah. To add fees on top of that, I mean, what are we doing?
Loans become yokes eventually. You're plugging up one hole and creating another one because repaying the loan is still something you have to be committed to, and you do, and that is indeed an added cost. So it's not a free loan. It has, you have to bring it back out. So relying on something like that for cash flow is not a sign of health, and I understand we have issues here, and I would rather really wait for specific planning meetings that we will have to actually implement this strategy that we've decided on of no debt. So to kind of cut it off before it even really gets a chance to go is unfortunate and premature. So that's kind of my gut feeling right now. That I would like to stay committed to the course that I really see as the right one. So I'm not taking on any new debt, 0% or not.
Brenda. Sorry for all the questions. Is this a need or a want?
As I said, this is a good problem to have because every comments are spot on. I mean, and I was trying to find Gene's comments and what the projected rate increases were. Was it 4% per year after some future one? So she had some assumption built into this spreadsheet, and I couldn't find what it is. It's really what you're. I mean, it's as straightforward as it can be in terms of, you know, the cost, the planning's in there, and it's what's your comfort with doing this or not. And yep, there's the payback on there or not. I mean, there's pretty much. Our stormwater fund's one of the easiest ones to kind of plan for. In terms of the knowns, so we've really, with that 10-year plan, try to kind of lock it in and say this is where we see this thing playing out here. And so of all the things going horribly wrong in the world, this one I'm a little bit less concerned about. So I find myself getting defensive, but there's really no reason to because we're going to get this done. We're going to do it right. And so what's your question? How do you want to handle it long term? That's what it's about. You know, there will be rate increases for our users. The way it's currently laid out is those rate increases it doesn't matter which route we go, we've already kind of put an assumption in there it.
Right. The issue really comes to play, right, when we look at 2028 to 2029, that having to be addressed when you're looking at the cash, the balance.
Exactly.
The end of your balance sheet.
So the question is, do we want to let it go, or do we want to talk about it again later?
I'd like to noodle on it. Come back and discuss it, maybe we take it on the 19th,
okay? Well,
we're going to have to keep it moving. And I guess one thing, just if we get some questions you have so we could prep her for it, that'd be really helpful.
Okay.
I'm good letting it go right now.
I am too.
I'm okay either way. My gut's telling me, I'm not feeling really good about it, given our current, you know, goals as a council and as a city.
Yeah. I agree.
That's where I'm standing right now. But I'd be willing to discuss it more, too.
All right. So we're going to get that coffee pot, please.
Is that what that was?
It's the caffeine.
Talking to us.
All right. Why don't we just continue this, then?
Okay.
Well, should it be 6:30? The work session before our council meeting?
Well, we should, except that we have an EDA work session already scheduled because we have some presenters coming in, some people who want to talk to you about a project.
I think the formal action wouldn't be till the following council meeting because if we pull the trigger on it, we have to draft up.
You're right. We'd have to have Martha draft some documents.
Papers.
Boilerplate, but pretty good. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, if you have questions, let me know. So we can, like Mark said, let Gene know.
Trace, did you have a question? No, I would like to hear what Gene had to say before. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I need more time to think about this. I'm not ready to make a decision.
Yeah.
Are these numbers fixed as far as the 183 without the loan, or is that not accounting for the increased funds over time?
The one
on your, that's with the, on the sheet, without it built in.
The numbers without it.
Without it built in.
Yeah.
Oh, at the bottom there,
yeah.
Bottom right corner.
2029.
Is that accounting for that 183 or whatever?
Whatever it is, it's identical. Though that assumption is identical in both. The only difference between these two pages is taking out that